Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Quantum Nurse Freedom International live stream. So I took a little break and now I'm back, and it just like anything else, it takes me a little while to get adjusted again. So you know when you have a momentum and then suddenly you stop for a very good reason and then you gradually come back again. But it is a privilege and an honor for me that I could come back well from my trip. And first, I want to make a shout out to all my family and friends whom I visited in the Philippines, and also to all those who have joined me at the medical mission under the GC Rivera Foundation. So I have lots of things to share to you, from just little things to big things of my excitement, personal and professional. But today, I welcome everyone for being with me, and if you cannot be with me at this moment, please keep coming back anytime. And though for those of you, share this video and I will put it up in different platforms. So it's going live stream in Rumble, but it will be up at BitChute, at Odyssey and ClickView and all the audio platforms. So this is Grace Asagra, your host of Quantum Nurse Podcast. And another shout out before I mention my two beautiful and good looking guests is that for those of you again who celebrate the Holy Week, I hope you're doing a great Holy Week and any other religious or spiritual practices that you do. I hope you're in good shape, because that's all that matters in everything that we do. If we have our good health, then we could truly do a lot of things that's meaningful for us, for our family, for our community, and for the whole world. And that's why I started the Quantum Nurse live stream. And the intention is primarily that I could help in disseminating information that is truthful. Because even if we have the internet, it's just so crazy, like as if, you know, we're loaded with information, but a lot of the information are disinformation or misinformation. So Quantum Nurse live stream brings you a lot of truth and a lot of critical thinking. So finally, here are my guests, Brent Knudsen and Jake Cunningham, and welcome.
That's Thank great. You. Nice to be with you, Grace.
Thank you, Grace, for the wonderful introduction, and thank you for having us. And thank you, audience, for being here. Appreciate it.
Yes, yes. And as you see, presentation is everything. Everything is a frequency. And look at our colors, okay? It's perfect for spring. It's perfect for our topic. It's perfect for all of you who virtually can see us. May you have the healing frequencies emanating from all these different colors, from the geomancy in our background, and from many of the beautiful, powerful words that we would share to you. So let me start with Brent Knudsen and just say a little bit about Brent. And I'll continue after Brent with Jake. And for sure, I'm just going to give you just a tiny bit about them, and they can continue to say more on what they're doing, okay? And by the way, our intention is that this would be the first, and maybe we could do another podcast in the future, and another one, like a series of three, perhaps before the year ends, or, you know, before summer. But, and then we continue to have this continuing learning information that hopefully we could be of service to you. So Brent Knudsen, he started from a humble rural beginnings, and he saw early on the mathematical algorithms and geometric frequencies were the future. And in the 1990s, forged one of the largest privately owned debit and credit processing platforms in banking known as Tangerine Solutions, which was eventually sold to Goldman Sachs. Drawing on a lifetime of study and research, he connected with top professionals in the fields of electromagnetic frequency technologies and quantum mechanics. And over time, he designed and developed proprietary healing products, the Pure Wave Cell Quantum Field Generator and the Chrysalis Energizer, which is a pulse electromagnetic frequency and pure wave energized raw honey. These technologies have now been in use within the wellness industry for years, with amazing results for people, pets, and especially the bees, benefiting from pain reduction, improved injury recovery, anti-aging properties, and overall improved health and vitality, to name a few. So welcome, Brent Knudsen.
Well, hey, it's just wonderful to be with you, Grace, and to connect with your audience and you, right?
And I also welcome Jake Cunningham. And with the two of them, truly, it's an honor. So Jake Cunningham is a visionary in wellness and environmental innovation. And he carries on his parents' pioneering legacy in health and wellness industry. As the founder and CEO of White Dove Global, he revolutionizes health technology with quantum biofeedback systems. Simultaneously, he champions bee conservation as the co-founder and COO of 4RBs Incorporated, employing groundbreaking magnetic field technology. He was raised in Boulder, Colorado. Jake's journey was shaped by his family's passion for organic living, evident in their organic catering business. This upbringing instilled in him a deep-rooted belief in the transformative power of positive thinking, a mantra he adopted during his college years. You are what you think. See, I like that. See, I have few things that I appreciate with their background. And so welcome, Jake Cunningham.
Thank you, Grace. It's an honor to be here with your audience and you. Thank you.
And from their background, I would say that environment, the habitat is truly crucial for us to continue to maintain our health and where our mindset is going and what we can do for the community. And so with that, I was really excited when a friend of mine, Carol from Canada, made mention about Brent Knudsen and then the Pure Wave Cell. So I said, so I went on to, you know, check out the purewavecell.com and was really intrigued and excited that they're also talking about the bees. And, you know, I grew up in the Philippines and we're surrounded with bees. It's not that I'm not so brave to keep play with the bees, but they're just around us. So with that, I said, oh, what could this company be doing with the bees, and what is Pure Wave Cell that what they're doing in the Pure Wave Cell? So you guys can check that out as purewavecell.com. I have to really practice saying it. So I thought maybe we could start with Brent. I mean, Brent, how is it that you just kind of thought that, okay, what intrigued you or what inspired you to check on the frequency? Because even when I go to the Philippines, I usually tell people now that the medicine of the times, and it's not even the 21st century, but the 22nd or the upcoming medicine is ongoing right now, is that the medicine is frequency medicine. So how did you tap into that and then move on to creating this technology, and suddenly, boom, you and Brent and Jake, the two of you got together? I would like to know those little stories, because in those little stories also reflect where you're coming from.
Well said, Grace. And in that note where you said how, boom, it came to that, usually, as you'll find out with some of these stories, this happened over a long period of time, right? Where what we're doing now actually started like 30 years ago. And so my background originally was in the financial tech, where I was dealing, and my background is mathematics, in dealing with, forming algorithms that we put into moving money around, such as in debit and credit machines. So that was a real concept that was new in the early 90s. And so But because of what I was dealing with at that time, my fascination back then was with a thing called sacred geometry. So some of you would know what that means and some wouldn't, but really sacred geometry is the construction of the shapes that we see everywhere, such as the pentagram, the hexagram, these shapes, flower of life. So I started to see, and in my background of dealing with forming the company to do debit and credit, that showed me that all frequencies are based on, first of all, sacred geometry shapes, and then they're bent into how we use those frequencies. So we use frequency for phones and microwaves and so forth in one area, but we use them a lot for such things as you alluded to into the medicine, such as diagnosing through CAT scans and MRIs. So I was basically in that world of dealing on how to bend frequencies and use them in effective ways. But my real fascination was with sacred geometry. So when I got to the point where the company that I was owning with a partner, and we sold that company in the later part of the 2000s, I went full time into the sacred geometry discovery, which was really my passion and my hobby. So just to give you an idea, and we'll show you more of this, people will notice in either whether it's in corporate signias or on flags, they're going to see like the star tetrahedron, which is the Star of David on flags. They'll see it in churches. And this is what I noticed. I started seeing this everywhere. Law enforcement, you see stars on it, flags. And I realized this was much more profound. So I started to look back and I went into history. And history told us that these symbols were carved into stone before the pyramids. They came before Samaria and then into Egypt and then into Rome and then the Roman Catholic Church and all of this all flowed. And so these were very important for me then to, I was passionate about finding out what was so important about these shapes. And what I discovered, to keep it simple, was it really was about quantum physics. It was about frequency itself. And so what happens is that we were really looking in stone or ancient symbols or on flags, we're looking at two-dimensional. You know, we're looking at one at a two-dimensional object, but it's really of a three-dimensional object, which is the atom itself. So the atom then structures into that six configuration, and then that is the building blocks of everything. Everything we know is built of atoms, not only on our planet, but in our universe and in our solar system. It's all so that's what got me on the quest to start realizing that through these symbols and through these shapes, we could bend frequency to start to achieve results that we wanted. And that happened to be in the health industry, because our cells at a mitosis level, they respond to these frequencies. They have to be a certain shape and they have to be a certain frequency. So this is what led me to then, through all of that understanding, and I'll kind of stop there so we can show a bit, I'll let Jake in here so we can start to talk about how we started to formulate it. But before I do that, Jake and I met later. As I got into this deeply, I started to realize that frequency medicine was the future, as you had said, Grace. So I realized that at about 2009. So I started to search out about frequency healers, and that's where I met Jake, is because his whole life, and I'll let him tell more about that, was in frequency medicine. And then we combined together to take what I was learning out of the quantum physics into the healing medicine, and we combined together. And that's what then led us to starting to deal with, at a cellular level, how this works on insects, plants, people. Okay, so I'll turn it over to you, Jake, and then you can start to talk a little bit about, you know, how we met and that kind of thing.
No, and that's great. And what I want to do is actually right now, I think, playing a short video that just piggybacks on everything you just said, Brent. So that that important part of this story is locked in with the audience and they see that. And then I'll talk about that when we met, what brought us together, and then how we're working together now. But I think it's a perfect time to show the audience, because the visuals, you guys, the visuals and seeing this, especially the cell mitosis component, was a game changer for me when Brent and I were doing the research, was seeing this, and it just connected so many dots, even growing up in the field of quantum healing. And so I think it's a perfect time. Grace, I want to give you, of course, a chance if you have anything to say before I play this clip. It's about a 5-minute clip. I think it's just a perfect timing. Brent, you teed it up beautifully so we can lock in really where this comes from, this symbol, the star tetrahedron, this sacred geometry, and then we can build and grow from there. So I am going to share my screen, and I'm going to just make sure, because this is a new platform, I'm going to share the tab here and also share audio. All right. And I'm going to, can you see this okay, everyone?
Now we can.
Okay. Now you can. Okay. Yep. Excellent.
Definitely.
So
now this is exciting. So people can, they can see this. Yes.
Yeah. And this is going to wrap and tie a lot of what Brent actually just said of this symbol being in our history and presence, and then tying it to us at the conception and the building blocks of life. So enjoy, and we'll see you on the other side. We'll be here ready and eagerly to take the message forward. Here we go.
But to truly understand the principles of this technology, we need to first examine where we come from, where we are now, and where we are going. Our ancient ancestors possessed a profound knowledge that we are only coming to understand today. Throughout human history, in every time period, in every culture, in every major religion, one geometric shape has continuously been present throughout the ages, the star tetrahedron. This perfectly aligned six-pointed star has been discovered in almost every religious culture in human history. It's been found in the architecture and decor of ancient Christian churches, Jewish synagogues, and Islamic mosques. It has also been found in ancient civilizations and cultures throughout Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas. However, with all its references in ancient texts and artwork, the star tetrahedron was not often used as an exclusive symbol to represent any one religion or culture. Historically, the star tetrahedron was regarded more as a divine diagram with the potential to connect us to a higher power. A broader example of the star tetrahedron can be found in another symbol revered by the ancients, the flower of life. The star tetrahedron's six-pointed geometric shape is very prominent within the flower of life pattern, where its shape multiplies infinitely within it. These shapes were revered by the ancients as the symbols of the creation of energy and frequency, the blueprint of all matter. But in reality, these ancient symbols are actually two-dimensional representations of a three-dimensional object, the atom. The atom is one of the most important scientific discoveries in quantum physics. It is regarded by science as the building block of all physical matter, energy, and frequency. The atom contains a nucleus, which is made up of protons and neutrons. Electrons, through electromagnetic force, orbit the nucleus. This combination of geometry, magnetism, and motion creates frequency. Everything that exists in the universe, from solid objects to living organisms, contains this exact atomic material. The core denominator that makes one object different from another object is frequency. Frequency is the catalytic force that dictates the design of all the structures of matter in the universe. The atomic symbol is an exact representation of these principles, and so was the star tetrahedron in ancient times. In fact, looking a little closer around the nucleus of the atomic symbol, we see a familiar shape, the star tetrahedron. This is no coincidence. And it's no coincidence that the star tetrahedron's geometric pattern aligns perfectly with the electromagnetic structure of the atom. The ancients knew what science has only discovered within the last 100 years, that everything that exists in the universe, including all of us, is merely a combination of energy, frequency, and vibration, and that we are all intrinsically connected by it. The star tetrahedron and the flower of life are the geometric blueprints of this profound architecture. Today, the star tetrahedron and the flower of life pattern can actually be seen on a microscopic level through mitosis, the process of cell division and the creation of life. Humans begin as a single cell. That cell then multiplies into two cells, and these two cells then multiply into four cells in a multiplication pattern that continues trillions of times over until we are formed. When observed through a microscope, we can see that this growth pattern is literally mirrored by the pattern of the star tetrahedron and the flower of life symbols, giving us further evidence that these geometric patterns represent the creative power of all matter. Furthermore, within each one of us, there are over 100 trillion cells, and within each cell, there are over 100 trillion atoms, all releasing powerful quantum energy. The astronomical amount of atoms in the body, all simultaneously releasing these quantum frequencies throughout every cell, creates a massive accumulated frequency that surrounds and flows throughout the body. This vibrational force is known universally as the torus field, and it surrounds everything in nature, as well as our entire planet. The Earth's torus field can actually be observed in the aurora borealis. The torus energy within our bodies is designed to symphonize with nature and the Earth's torus field. Frequency connects us to nature and the Earth in ways we could never have imagined. Our torus field is responsible for maintaining our health from a cellular level. 10 to 20 billion cells die every day, and an equal amount of cells are replaced by the body. The difference between people who rebuild healthy cells versus unhealthy cells is determined by what we are exposed to within our environment. If we are exposed to the harmonious energy fields of the Earth and nature, our bodies will continuously rebuild healthy cells. But if we are exposed to unnatural, non-harmonious frequencies, our bodies will rebuild unhealthy cells. Harmonious frequencies are the keystones of our health and well-being. And the electromagnetic force of the star tetrahedron and the flower of life pattern creates these harmonious frequencies that we now know are essential for life.
And so that gives a context of the shape of this amazing design that is really, really nature. This isn't something that Brent or myself are claiming we've made or invented. We've actually just tapped in to what is this grounding creative design that allows, and I love the last part of that video, everyone. It's we are continuously adjusting and replacing these toxic dying cells with healthy new cells. And the difference between a moving out of the dis-ease state of stress and of sickness and of disease into a state of health is really the environment for which we are in outside, but also internally. So it's not just the external environment, it's the internal environment. And that goes back, and I'm not going to get into my long story, but working in the field of energy medicine and seeing hundreds of practitioners over the years, which my father was one. So I grew up in a clinic where Grace, my dad, did a lot of the similar modalities that you do. I've seen real life examples of people who have adopted these principles of surrounding themselves with more healing and supportive relationships, with food, with the right products to support their biological and biochemistry system. So what we're doing and where we're coming from is not we're not coming from a place of this versus. This is just the truth we found that generates positive outcomes in life. And that life, like Brent mentioned, is living beings. That's humans, of course, that's animals, that's our dogs and cats, horses, but it's also the insects. And the insects are profound, and why we are really excited about the bee project and for our bees and the Pure Wave cell is that the human condition, as we all know, has a lot of, let's say, opinions, and has a lot of emotional. We've been given this gift of consciousness, divine consciousness, which is unique and very special, that separates human beings from any other life form. At the same time, when you're doing these type of research, so having an objective living being like our amazing bees, they're not bringing in their past trauma from a car accident they had when they were 2 days old into the conversation. The technology either is going to support them or it's not. They're going to be more honest. And so having that results over time, which we'll get into, Brent, and I'll pass the ball in regards to what led us down that route for the bees. But again, whether it's the bees or whether it's the human condition, it's about creating the healing space, the frequency where the cells are able to regenerate and show up healthier their next time. And we've all heard the story, Grace, right? That our cells are completely replaced in the body every 7 years, right? And my mom always would say, Jake, you really don't know someone until you've known them for 7 years. And I always ask, well, why is that? What do you mean? Is that just kind of a, you know, does that have to do with astrology? No, it goes to every cell in one's body. It's been replaced. You've gone through an entire cycle. And so again, it's just the replacement that's happening every day. What you surround yourself with, who you surround yourself with, the food you eat, the supplements you take, the energy that you surround yourself will have an impact on how you wake up tomorrow. And it takes time. Some things aren't overnight. This project sure wasn't. Like Brent mentioned, this started, you know, the Bee Project, what was about 10 years ago this began, but it's been even before that. So again, what brought us together was the frequency medicine. And Brent and I just collaborated. He's been the leader in this team. I've been kind of by his side. And now it's putting it into action and bringing it forth into the world through amazing leadership and people like you, Grace, to share this with the audience. And we'll talk about how people can access this and try the honey, all that later. But today we're just talking about where this came from and what it means to us as human beings, even indirectly from the bees, what that means to us, because there's a lot to share about why the bees, why the pollinators are so critical to our survival and our health. You like that good salad? You like the good organic produce? You like all those to go to your grocery store and have that diversity and selection? Well, without our bee population, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. And so, Grace, that's kind of the background in terms of the video. I hope that answered the audience questions too about what Brent was planting seeds with. But it says a lot, and we have a lot more to share when it's appropriate in the future or even today. But Grace, what are your thoughts on this? Is anything resonating with you in what you do with your quantum nurse and the service you provide your people?
Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and you know, that video. I have a request from a viewer here. It says if Brent can explain a little bit more about quantum physics and the relationship to the geometric, you call it sacred geometry, but I know that in the eternal life teachings, some people, and especially those studying quantum morphogenetic science, they call it geomancies. So if you could just share a little bit about that quantum physics in relationship to the geomancies.
So that's great. And I was hoping, I was actually going to get back to it, but somebody has jumped ahead and they've clued right in. So we'll start out this way. What I realized is nature does work very simplistically, but she doesn't give up her secrets very easily. You have to go looking, right? And so what actually is around us all the time, we actually look at this stuff all the time, but we don't know what we're looking at, right? So back to the combination of sacred geometry to quantum physics. So what it, here's how nature is so simple. You saw in that video in mitosis how literally every one of us as humans, as insects, plants, we all start out the same. Is we start out as a one cell, right? And then we branch into what we formulate in all the different capacities we are as insects, animals, and humans. But what is undeniable is the cells respond. It is the blueprint of those geometric forms, as you saw. It's the first thing that all of us became. We became that, right? That's how we were formed. So if we follow that recipe, what we want is we want to talk the cell's language. So this is the quantum physics part. So in quantum physics, there's thousands of frequencies, hundreds of thousands of frequencies. That's how the universe works. But when we start talking about health, let's drill it down to health. We want our cells, we want the language of our cells. We want to be able to respond to them. Now, as you all know, if you were all exposed to radiation, you wouldn't feel that today. But over time, your body would break down. It's done over time because it was affected by those frequencies. It's the same with this. When we formulated this blueprint, the more you're exposed to it, or the more the insects or bees are exposed to it, the healthier you begin, because what happens is the cells build their immune system. It's like food to the cells. That's what it is. Well, if you look at actual food, it's frequency. We break it down into frequency. So we're just cutting through all that and getting right to the cells. So what happened in ancient times, it was obvious that they had a knowledge of this, because it's everywhere. It's in our societies. It's in our religion. Heck, if you look at Walmart's corporate logo, it's a six-pointed star. It's just six lines that they put into there. It's everywhere without you knowing you looking at it, right? And so this is, if you look at law enforcement, it actually has the five-pointed star, which actually means governing the law of those frequencies, right? So what we did is I stepped back and I wanted to reform that shape. I wanted to get that shape. And we'll show you here in a second. I'll bring you what we looked at. But it dawned on me that back in history, they didn't have electricity, or what did they use? How did they bond these shapes to use them back then? And I thought, well, you know what they did have? They had magnetism. So they used magnets, or they used magnetism, because we have to take, it's not just enough to have the shape itself. We have to bond that shape. So I'm just going to go and show you. One second. I'm going to bring this in. Hang on. Mm-hmm.
And I know with some researchers, they found this.
What we did is we had to come up with how we would recreate that blueprint. And this is how we did it. This is actually the blueprint. It's absolutely important that these shapes are absolutely precision. And then we put that right into the pure wave cell, which looks like this. So everybody can see that. Once I had that recipe, just like making a cake or any kind of recipe, I had to look, how do I lock that in though? There's the shape, or here's the shape, but how do we bond that now? Well, that was through very powerful neodymium magnets. So what they allow me to do is hold that shape and bond it. And so we put it in a unit like this with the magnets, and we bond that inside the cell. And then what it does is it puts off a frequency that the cells absolutely respond to. Not just our cells, but insect cells, animal cells. And all we're doing is we're building up the immune system, but we know that if you build up the immune system, the body knows how to heal itself. That's what we're all doing, is simplistically trying to get us to the point where we can heal ourselves. And so we were talking earlier about bad frequencies, meaning, you know, not healthy for us. So we talk about communication. We have fantastic frequencies for communication, such as cell phones, microwaves, all of this. They're beautiful. They work incredible for communication, but they're not great for us. They're not great for our cells. Our cells are not interested in those kind of frequencies. They're interested in what we're talking about here. And so in ancient times, they showed us this, and this is where I picked up on it. And then through a whole trial, came up and then had to figure out the magnet strengths and how to get it to hold it and then test it. And so then that's where Jake and I came into for years back in the early 2000s, testing it. We did a lot with human testing, and that went phenomenal. But we elected that because Jake was also already in the frequency medicine world. And I elected, like, well, if we go that way, what we'll be getting into is we're getting into the whole medical world. And my feeling was the more successful we got there, the more problems we could have, you know, because as we all know what that is. So I said, hey, let's take a look at the bees and the insects and see. And plus, they don't have any placebo. We'll just start to do it. And our test became phenomenal. We started that in 2015, testing hobby hives, then organic hives, and then went into commercial hives. And it's been nothing but, you know, just an amazing, amazing results, as well as people. We have many, many people that have the cells. It's great for pain reduction. It's great for circulation. It's great for, well, many, many things we'll get into. We also then sent it to food labs. And the food labs tested against raspberries and chicken. And they found out that when you brought home food from the store, you know, there's many pathogens in there. But we found out that it would neutralize it. It would go in and neutralize those pathogens, because they're all frequencies too, just like all sickness is frequency. So we started to work with that, and we had phenomenal results. And all of this is on our sites, you know, from our site at 4rbees.com, which is the number 4 and the letter rbees.com, and purewavecell.com. It's all us. And we have our videos and showing you so that you can go get a lot more detail than us just talking here. But I wanted you to know that it started with this recipe. And this recipe was the sacred design. And that's why they have such importance. If you know how to use them and then bond them, you're going to get results. And they have results specifically to us. So I'll kind of stop there, because it was a lot taking it in. But that you can go to our sites and see a lot more of what we're doing. And then we took it to another level, which I put it into a motion machine, which we call the Chrysalis Energizer. So we took all of these and we put them in cylinders, and we put fantastic motion to them so we could create all kinds of frequencies. And it's phenomenal what came out of that. And we treat the honey with that after it comes from the hives that have all of these in it. And that's where we're helping the bees. We're building them up. We're building the beekeepers. And so this is where we're going. But this works at a cellular level. That's what I want everybody to know. It affects your cells. And it's just like a phone call to them that says, hey, here's the energy and the food you need, because it comes right from it's how we were formed. It is the blueprint. So I'll stop there, and then you can pick it up from whatever other questions.
Thank you, Brent. And what I'm learning more, and it reminds me actually more, is that when a technology is properly designed with proper intention, with the right intention, and then with the right people designing it, everything comes in synchronicity, so that, you know, that intention of providing some healing technology or healing measures for others, or for the bees, or for other creatures, will come into fruition. And I just wanted to share to you that what I know about the sacred geometry that you call, or most people, even for me at the beginning, I just call it sacred geometry. And we learned it as an upgrade by calling it geomancies, is that because these images are not just images, but they are truly conscious. They have that extension or manifestation where source consciousness comes in those different angles and designs and spheres, and, you know, so that all of that comes into a communication, as you were saying, that if there's good communication among each other, whether it be the bees, which everyone is always making the bees as an example of perfect communication, collaboration, and so is what we design. So that's what when I'm seeing and appreciating any sacred geomancy is I have to feel sense whether what that image is doing to me. So when I went into your website, truthfully, I also have to be careful because now knowing that there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation and just practically everything in our life has been distorted, or they just give us a little bit of the truth and a lot of lies. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I said, oh, let me look at it. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, even if you may call it like a flower of life, it's not exactly the finite flower of life, because there's also a different. So not everything that we see could be that what we think. The same thing as when, and to make it simple, is that inside our body, in my imagination, are geomancies that if we don't take care of our body, it gets distorted. So the image gets distorted. So what I hear from you and Jake is that you have come up with this technology so that deep within our DNA and then our cells and in our atoms that we could, again, have that opportunity to restore it or maybe rejuvenate it, or as in bioregenesis. That I guess that's why some people, instead of growing so old fast, they slow down their aging. So it's a wonderful intention and honorable intention, especially now that you are involving all the work for the bees and the beekeepers. And so maybe you can lead us to that, your work or what you're doing with the in terms of agriculture or farming or whatever you're doing with that.
Yeah.
No. You were talking about, sorry, Jake, and I'll let you go. You were talking about slowing of aging. Well, Jake and I, we've been using frequency medicine a lot, you know, like, I mean, his whole life. And certainly I've been right in it for the last, you know, 15, 18 years. And, you know, it's something we live to. It like you had just mentioned, it's not just something that we're doing out there. We live it, right? So, you know, and it does have a tremendous effect on your health, just talking to your audience. It's my birthday is coming up next week, and you know, I'll be turning 68 heading to 70, right? So, and I feel, you know, I feel like I'm in my 40s, right? So so the thing is this does have a profound effect, as you're saying, on us and on a cellular level and what it can do. And it's a language. If you want to understand the language to what I call the universal intelligence. That's what I call it. You know, some people call it God. They call it you know, everybody has a name, but I call it that universal intelligence. And I know that language is geometry, and it's sacred geometry and its principles. And if you understand it and visualize it, and people have it through crystals or visualize it, but when you communicate that way, you get it gets that phone call on a cellular level and everything. So, this is a profound thing that we're talking about here, and we just want to show it to the world how it works in a practical application, i.e. the bees, they don't have any placebo. They just do what they do, and it's profound what happens, right, to them, because it's at a cellular level. And then I'll leave it at that and put it over to you, Jake.
Yeah, no, I mean, well said. It's what the bees allow us as well is, they are an amazing indication of what's unfolding in our environment for humans and other animals too. What affects them is a precursor to what is also affecting us, yet our resilience has a higher threshold. And so with the colony collapse, with the bees under stress, whether that's through the neighboring spraying of insecticides and pesticides, Roundup, glyphosate, all those elements, which your audience is, I'm sure, are highly aware of. If not, do your due diligence, you guys, on what those do to the immune system and the digestive health and the gut of living beings. To the electromagnetic pollution we're experiencing from the 5G to the power lines, cell towers, and just the growth of urban, you know, society and development, they're starting to become stressed. They're starting to become, and so are we. And so what we're excited about is, like Brent mentioned, the bees are not, they're going to be honest. They're going to be honest with us. Either this is supporting their hive or not. And that, but again, that's over time. That's over seasons of packing the hives, unpacking the hives. The production of honey and how honey becomes, honey is the bee's food source. We're aware of that and we're very conscious of that and grateful for that. The way we got into honey to support, which I'll talk about how we're helping in the mission, is of the excess production. It's a side effect. It's a side effect of a healthy, vibrant, thriving hive. And I just want to make an analogy too, how this is helping the hives. It helps the home hive. In my home, I've got two young boys, young, healthy, thriving boys, a 5 and a just turned 11 year old, a couple of days ago, celebrated his 11th birthday. And we have the cells in our hives. We have them in the bedroom, next to the bed, under the pillows, in the fridge. Check out the food pathogen report from Pathogenia. I posted everyone in the comments, in the chat. I might have said, that might be a private chat. I don't know if they got that. I can repost it.
But it's right here now.
Is it? Okay, thank you, Grace. Okay. But we have them out on the counter, and they're part of our hive. They're part of our thriving hive. And it's exciting, but I want to share with the audience real quick just what it is we do. I mean, if people are like, what, okay, what are these guys about? And okay, I get the frequency and the bees. What 4R Bees is doing is we're a mission-based organization that is helping the bees through our relationship with the beekeepers and our relationship with all of you who supports the mission. We support the beekeepers in different ways, providing cells, pure wave cells, for their hives once they qualify for our program. And we offer ongoing support to the beekeepers. Now, we also plan wildflower planting parties. What's a major issue in the beekeeping communities and local areas is the lack of foraging and food source and supply in the wildflowers that are local to their area. And so we help source the seeds that are local, get those and plan those wildflower planting parties, which are really fun. The kids come out and it's just a wonderful community event where we're educating the community on why the bees are so important. And so through that, we also then have a positive relationship with the beekeepers who have commercial production, where we are able to then have our own pure wave energized honey that comes from the hives that are using our technology. And then that's also, like Brent mentioned, with the Chrysalis Energizer, that's a post-production energizing the honey. They're energized from the cell in the hive. And then in the production, it's energized honey, for which then we're able to bring to market. And the proceeds are helping us manufacture more cells to help support the hives, which then we're able to have amazing product to bring out, and that supports the mission. So that's how 4R Bees operates, you guys. That's our mission, to do our part. And I want to also let everybody know that this is part of the puzzle. The PureWave cell is not the end-all, say-all. If someone brings home a PureWave cell and integrates it, yet still floods their life and their environment with toxicity, whether that's sleeping with their phone on by their head or polluting their bodies with food choices that they know or may not know are toxic to their cells, this doesn't override these other things in the world, in life, but it's a supportive system. It's a supportive energy that creates and gives the chance. God gave us that universal intelligence, and God gave us this amazing ability as human beings and living beings to regenerate. And when do we regenerate? We regenerate when our bodies are in a state of relaxation and peace and harmony. When do you grow? I always tell my boys, hey, get a good sleep, boys, because this is when you're going to grow. This is when your cells do the work and the repair and the build. They're not repairing while we're actually active listening to this podcast right now. They're repairing when you are giving your body and your environment internally and externally the space to heal. So what our technology is doing, if you want to sum it up, is it's giving that space for the healing process to unfold. And in the bee's case, it's raising their vibration, raising their immune systems. And that's what we're seeing from proof in the fields and the beekeepers. So that's kind of a gist of it all, Grace. I wanted to at least share what it is we do, because that can give context to, okay, I'm putting it together as an audience. And we're talking about a lot here, you guys. So I want to give your audience, but this is a targeted audience. I know I've listened to some of your shows.
But this is good. This is good because, you know, as I said, this won't be the last podcast with Jake and Brent anyway. But maybe this one is back to Brent. He said, since the geomancies have mathematical formulas and frequency in the symbols that we can encrypt into our morphogenetic fields, could someone embed frequencies into your device? You know, like when they use the spooky and they use other, you know, scalar and Rife oscillation frequencies. Because I know some people and some practitioners who we know have that ability, additional device.
And that's the difference, Brent, of the geomagnetic, static magnetic, and the electromagnetic frequency generation of the spooky, of the quantum biofeedback, and all the Rife and things. So go ahead, Brent.
Yeah,
but that's
so. Sorry, let me clarify. The question is, can the pure wave cell be affected by the?
No. Can you embed frequency into it? Can I like put that cell on my device and add a frequency for anxiety or healthy liver? Or is that what you're meaning?
Good. Okay, got it. Okay, I think I can answer this the best way, because we have site associates that are heavily into what's called PEMF, which was your pulse electric magnetic frequencies, right? So what they've elected to do is they've taken the cells, the pure wave cells, added it to the mats, the PEMF mats, and they've added it to the frequencies, whatever frequency they were doing in the mat. This is the only thing that I know from this testing. So what they were doing is taking the cells, adding them to the mats, and what they're finding out is it's magnifying the speeding process of the healing of that frequency. Now, that's what they're saying. That's not something that we've done or that we've developed, but they've taken these cells into their own, because one of our associates, he's a master in the PEMF and mats, and that's what he deals in. So he was testing a lot of it, and the results were phenomenal that he's getting. So now other frequency instruments that you're talking about, whether it would be whatever you're working with, I wouldn't know, Jake, what those would do, but they're not the cell itself, just so everybody understands what glues it and locks those magnets that are in there. It's like they're doing this. They want to come together and they're creating this. It's roughly about a foot to its maximum around the cell. So when you're looking at a cell like this, up to 1 foot around it, we've tested all this. The strength is right there, and what it's doing is holding that. If it's being exposed to other frequencies and what they're doing, I wouldn't, if the question is like what they're doing or can it be affected by that, that I guess would depend, Jake, on the frequency, right?
Well, I'll answer that question right now. No, okay. It's not programmable. So the cell is a static magnet. These neodymium magnets that are put into place create its own geomagnetic static magnetic field that is not powered by any electromagnetic computer or generated frequency. So it also doesn't have the ability. It's a great question. It's actually no one's asked that before. That's an amazing question. But no, from my understanding and my experience in the development with Brent, you're not able to add or program. Now it would be able to work in a session in combination with those different technologies and frequencies beautifully. It's used in a lot of clinics where it centers and grounds someone who's showing anxiety, or they hold it along with the other wonderful therapies that they're receiving. But no, the cell itself can't be programmed with any outside add-on or piggyback type therapies. It's a great question. It's something that makes me want to go into the lab and research and test right now. But so thank you for that. Whoever asked that, that's a great question. But I just want to be
clear. As I say, Jake, the only thing that I've seen is that it magnified some other people that are using other technologies, right? That's the only thing that we have sent it out that was independently done. But yeah, it's not programmable. It's a locked in frequency, right?
Yeah. Great question, though. Great question.
Well, so it's perfect. That's good. That's good to know. Because like in simple quantum reflex analysis test, which is an energy medicine test, you know, people could always just test it also to themselves and how far their biofield gets amplified or protected with that. So, you know, it's great.
It's a separate tool.
It's wonderful, though, that people are being so creative and trying to tap into these different frequencies, because that's what, we need to have more confidence for people to keep experimenting. And that's how the two of you came into this, platform of what you're doing now. Because if you didn't have that creative, innovative skills and interest, and then, you know, you won't be here. So yeah, we encourage people to do that, but now you know what's limited on what for the pure wave cell. So what else can we do? Do you want to talk in this first hour?
Or I would just say also that the quality of the honey we get a lot of feedback on too, is not only is it, and this is the feedback, is considered the greatest tasting honey, because we get it from sourced areas. And that not only, as Jake said, that it comes out of the hives that all the pure wave cells are in, but they're also very, very clean areas in the area of not being infrastructure around it and so forth. But then when we treat it, back to what your audience was talking about, where we can change different frequency isn't in the cell, but the chrysalis energizer. Now, if you go to purewavehoney.com, you'll actually see the energizer, chrysalis energizer in there. That we are able to change frequencies, because what happens is we can take those magnets, and by changing speed, we can change the algorithms. And that's what we treat the honey with. So that's and we show what we do there. We actually show through chrilography what the honey looks like before and after being treated with the PEMF system that we have, which is the chrysalis energizer. So the honey is very unique. It's important for the audience to know this is very, very special honey that we offer. It's not the normal honey, right? So that's the case, and it'll give them more insight into what that chrysalis energizer does, because it takes that cell to another level. Because it's actually a machine, it goes to high-end speeds, and it's taking those magnets and that geometry, and we're able to configure it the way we want to use it. It's a much more intense healing instrument, but we've elected that Jake and I elected a while ago that the best mark that we could make, or the most imprint we could make, is by going and helping the bees. You know, that's where we could go make our mark, our greatest. So that's where we put our energy. And we realized we had to save the beekeepers to save the bees. So that's how we ended up switching from the medical into the bee world, right? So, it was a decision we made as a company and as a partnership. And, you know, and it's exciting for us. It's a never ending field, and it's a little bit different because of what we're doing. So we just want people to know that. And then Jake, you could just say, you know, if people want to look at the products and stuff, how, you know, how they can look at it or learn more about them.
No, definitely. Yeah,
And I posted Jake, the purewavehoney.com and the four Arby's. But I'm curious though, can you tell me where you got the name four Arby's other than the bees? What's the four R for?
Well, it was actually something that I'm guilty of this one, right? So that's the one is I looked at down the road there was a site of someone that was talking about four oceans cleaning plastic out of oceans and stuff like that, right? You know, like, and they used the four as opposed to F-O-U-R, they used the four. And so then I went, well, you know, what do we really want to do? We want to do something for the bees, right? Like, this is what we're doing it. So I used the four, and then R was just because they're personal. They were more like personal to me. So as opposed to O-U-R, we just used the R and went for our bees. And then that's where that all came out of, right? Was basically, you know, trying to simplify it as opposed to words, we were making the shaping, right? So that's where it came from. And that was really me just fooling around with that about 3 years ago.
Right? Yeah,
that's what I thought. But I said, let me ask and be sure, you know. So
it's there's no connection to the number four, or there's four founders, or it's really four. It's four F, it's F-O-R, right? Mm-hmm. Four. I mean, that's the meaning intention for our bees, but the number four, mm-hmm. R bees. And I just want to let everybody know, Grace has provided a 20% off coupon for you all. Great, use Grace to check out, order some lip balm, some honey, the Pure Wave Cell. You have 20% off by using the code Grace at 4rbs.com. And Grace, you could post that little chat that I posted there. And the creamed honey, I just want to show everybody this. So this is a raw creamed honey. It's not the honey bear process where it's heated to a point and filtered and pasteurized to where you're getting the liquid honey bear. That's not, it's like a butter. It's just amazing. And you can see the golden honey there. I don't know how well you can see that in the, in the video.
It's beautiful.
But it.
And it's raw, non-heated. It's non-touched. It comes out and it's raw. The honey is something that something special really is, you know.
I have some homework too for everybody. So I want everyone to just do your due diligence. Look up just the supportive healing benefits of honey. It is something that has opened my mind, opened my world growing up in the field of natural health. As two parents, my mom has the School of Natural Cookery, a natural food cooking school. My dad was a healer, a practitioner like yourself, Grace. And I'm learning new things every day now about these amazing enzymes in good honey, the benefits to allergies of having local. It's important. And we acknowledge and know how important it is for the local pollinators and that honey and how supportive it is to your allergies, sensitivities to pollens and immune system. It's also important for diversity and to have elements from other parts of the country and world. That's why the Manuka honey is so healing. It comes from those areas. It's important for local. It's also important for diversity. So we understand that. And that's why the beekeeping program is to support the local pollinators for you. I just want to let you know, if you are interested in the beekeeping program or know somebody, you just need to fill out our contact form at 4rbs.com, and we will set up a time to have an application and interview. Other than that, you really don't have to do anything but just raise your awareness, you guys, and consciousness that this is around and this is happening. If you want to support us, check out some of the amazing products. You can go there, use coupon code GRACE, and you're going to be able to have a little savings. Other than that, you know, it's just, we appreciate you guys having the open mind to learn and learn more about this, because it's important. This is a very important issue in today, that if we don't address and proactively start to support these pollinators, the repercussions may be too late if we start when it really starts impacting our food source and supply. So I'm just grateful, Grace, that you invited us on to share and to talk about this stuff, because this is our world, you guys, and your questions are phenomenal. They've been wonderful so far. Is there any more questions?
Jay, sorry, just before I forget, Jay, yeah. Sorry, is that, and you may have said it, but for your audience, when Jake says that we supply cells to the beekeeper program and wildflower seeding and queens, that's at no cost to the beekeeper. We supply that for them at no cost. It's the public that support that. So when you buy the products from us, that goes to us, the beekeepers, because we do not sell anything to the beekeepers. We supply that to them at no charge, because that's what they struggle financially. And that's why when we say we save the beekeepers, that's what we're talking about. Right. So I just want to make that clear that
quick question. How far do you can you ship products? I mean, what can you ship it outside United States?
That depends on the country. Like Australia, you couldn't. In Australia or New Zealand, no. So it depends on the country as to what their import laws and so forth. Certainly anywhere in North America, you know, we're good. Mexico, stuff like that.
So the
answer to that would be depending. Depends on the country.
And usually it is first we find out regulatory wise, can we ship honey, right? And then can they import honey if that's part of the product? The Pure Wave cells have gone around the globe. It's just with that order, it would just be potentially customizing what that extra may cost be if it's in a country that isn't listed on the site. But no, we do. But if you have questions about that before an order is made, that's what you can submit the contact form online, you guys, and we have a great customer service team that would be able to get right back to you to help answer that question. You can ask us anything there, actually. So,
well, this is a perfect segue to end our first podcast episode. And I look forward to more. But before we end, I'd like to make a shout out to my friends and family who came with me to visit the bee farm in Bulusan, Sorsogon, and that's a province next to Albay province in Luzon in the Philippines. And it's called Balay Sa Uma. And then I realized that bee farm, I didn't know about it before, but through words of mouth, they said, oh, you have to check it out. So Balay Buhay Sa Uma, that's a Filipino indigenous word that means life in the rural or life. And but it's a beautiful choice of words, you know. That's one thing I like, Balay Sa Uma, and it's a bee farm. Now this bee farm, that's the stingless bee. It's kind of different from what most of the bees, right, that I know of. And from when I tasted their bees, their honey, it's not as sweet. It's a little bit sour, okay? And all right, so, and then they're just very tiny. And then their hives, they're kind of made of coconut husks. So they're all hiding in the coconut husk. So yeah, next time we do again, and we have to talk more about the honey and the propolis maybe and the pollen. And then I could show a few of my photos to our audience and to you. But Yeah, I appreciate all you bee lovers and all those people who don't try to kill all the bees, even if it stings me. And I had one incident that, so I told you we had a lot of bees, and I got stung with a bee and I in my finger, and it swelled up the following day. And then I keep saying, okay, I'm gonna make this disappear in a week, but actually it disappeared in 3 days. Just because wow. I am now in the environment where I went into the spring, the cold spring, and really soaked my finger. And then I went into the ocean, so like that. And then, of course, we have a lot of medicinal plants. So everything that I did is there. Oh, I didn't put honey because I ate the honey.
You ate it with your hand, your finger, that got stung. But no, and I think for a lot of people and a lot of our supporters, they are in, whether it's the position of their life or location, where they don't have to have bees or be in the field, even though I highly recommend you go spend time around a hive. The frequency of a hive, there's online, and we should have that on our next, when you share your farm in the Philippines. I want to share this video of this beautiful Perfect. Clinic. It's a center that has hives where you go into the frequency of the hive. But beekeepers have the longest, or one of the longest lifespans, because they are resonating at this amazing frequency. So, but no, Grace, it has been so much fun and such an honor. Thank you for having us and just letting us share. Thank you, audience, for your great questions that we haven't heard yet. That's making me think in development mode of how our technology can relate, and in the future maybe be programmable, but right now it's not. And I just hope that was clear, and a clear answer to the audience. And of course, my partner Brent, I always love hearing your story, man, because it reminds us how far we've come, and we're just at the beginning.
Yeah, you're a big part of it. So yeah.
And thank you again. Thank you, Brent Knudsen, and thank you, Jake Cunningham of 4rbees.com. So don't forget, you could use Grace as a discount code and receive 20% off of anything. But the best thing is, please share and like this video, and do your own homework and continue to study, okay? Don't take our word for anything, but do your own study and do your own work. And whatever you learn, apply it in your life. Walk your talk. Take care, and see you again next time.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye, be well. Be, yeah, yeah. See you later.